subscribers from all across the world. This is Alicia from ilivetoinspire.com with another amazing episode of the Alicia Lawrence Show. And this week, I have Suzanne back with us. And if you don't know who Suzanne is, just go back to last week's show, and you can find it at ilivetoinspire.com/Suzanne. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. So just go there and you'll find the very, very first show where we talked about feeling stuck like you have no choices, or when you feel overwhelmed by what's happening in your world, or about that fear of creating new choices. And she also gave this awesome demo that you can use to help anchor positive emotions. But before we get into today's show, let me tell you a little bit about Suzanne. Suzanne Kellner-Znick is an author. She's an innovator in the use of hypnotism and neurolinguistic programming. She's in demand internationally for her high success rate in helping people lead better lives. She's a master hypnotist and master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming through advanced neurodynamics. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you very much, Alicia. I'm very glad to be back.
It's awesome to have you here again. And just so that you guys know, Suzanne is giving you a special free gift as a thank you for listening to this podcast. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with Suzanne later. But before we dive into today's topic, Suzanne, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. It's important to understand that the reason that I do this stuff is because I believe in this stuff. And in the previous podcast, we talked about how I cleared a brain tumor. It's like probably not there anymore, using visualization, which is a hypnotic technique, and how I got rid of something called manic depressive illness or bipolar using neurolinguistic programming. And, you know, it's very important to understand that when people are telling you that you can do certain things because they've done it, that means that they have something to offer you, something special. And I didn't get into this because I was looking to heal myself of anything. I got into this because I was working in the world of mental health, and I didn't like the way the patients were being treated in the programs I was working at. They were demeaned. They were treated as if they didn't have any brains. And by the way, mentally ill people are very smart people by and large, if they don't have any kind of secondary Down syndrome or developmental disabilities, things of this nature going on at the same time. They're very, very bright. They're very intuitive. And right, they know how to manipulate the system, let me tell you. And what I realized was that I had done a very good job of healing myself with very good professional people helping me along the way. And I wanted my clients, the people I worked with, to know that they could aspire to have the best life that they could have. And I didn't know what that was to be for them, because I'm not God, I'm not a mind reader, I don't have ESP. But I just knew that if I could do it, they should have the right to do it too. And they should be given the tools and techniques to do this. And the first thing that they needed to do is to be able to be given respect and to learn how to love themselves. Because, you know, Alicia, we do not come out of our mother's wombs hating ourselves. We learn that.
Right.
And we learn it from the people who so-called love us by the way that they talk to us. Many times we get a lot of negative statements from our parents when they're in a bad mood, or maybe they have their own issues or dealing with their own mental illness or alcoholism or something of this nature. Sometimes we have teachers who are meaning well, but they tell you what you should and shouldn't do in your life. Who are they to tell you what you need to be doing in your life? Hello?
Right.
I was on this path to try to find a different way, because I was having great results with my clients, even though I broke, and probably because I broke every freaking rule in the book of conscious therapy as it's practiced, and right, psychologists and social workers, because these people are people who might have really good intentions, but their tools are not proven, number one. And number two, many of them have gotten into the business because they themselves have major problems with people-pleasing and anger and depression and manic depression, and some of them even schizophrenia. And it's not a problem they have these problems. The problem is they haven't cleared these problems enough to be working with other people without transferring their problems onto other people. That's the problem.
Right.
So what I did was, I cleared my own problems first using conventional therapy with the manic depression and medical means, and I got true healing. I can't use the word cure as a hypnotist. It's illegal because I don't have a license, and that's okay.
Right.
I got true healing. That's all we want anyways, healing, so we have a vital life doing things that make us happy and secure and feel well regardless of our financial status, regardless of many things, we can still be happy on this earth, even with the chaos going around us, right? That's a Kabbalistic
right.
teaching, by the way. And, you know, I learned how to do this, and I took care of myself first. And then I got the training. And then when I was getting the training, I realized I was in crisis, and I got deeper training, which is how I let go of the manic depression in about 5 minutes with my trainer's help in a week-long program, clearing all my own garbage. Think about that. Clearing out your own garbage before dealing with other people's minds. Just think about what that could mean to a person who comes to you.
Wow.
They don't have to listen to you tell them what they're thinking, what they're feeling, because, by the way, no one has the right to tell you what you're thinking or feeling. These are yours on your own. These are your own things. We might have some insights into how these might not be working for you so well, but you have your feelings and you are entitled to them. You are entitled to your opinions and to what you are thinking. And if you go to any kind of professional person, including a hypnotist or an NLP person, who's going to tell you what you need to think and feel, you fire them immediately. Because you hired them, you can fire them. Okay? That's what I have to tell your listeners out there. You're in control of this process. That doesn't mean that you leave them when they're giving you information that you don't like hearing and they're talking the truth and you know it because you need to confront the bullshit that you're telling yourself as you manipulate yourself into dysfunctional behavior, the reason you're there.
Right.
No, it's just when people are overrunning your boundaries and it doesn't feel right. That's when you hold them accountable and you say, I don't like what you said. This is why. And you work it through. That's how you do therapy. Okay. Otherwise, it's not going to go anywhere. So anyway, that's how I got into it. It was 23 years to find my profession. It took me, I don't know, from 1993 when I started working in these programs to, 2002 when I finally found hypnosis. And that's how I got into it, and that's why I love it, and that's why I'm so dedicated to it, and that's why I'm here to really enlighten and educate your audiences to simple things we can do to turn our lives around in a really, really huge way. Because if we keep it simple, it works.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm really excited to talk to Suzanne today about our focus topic, which is negative addictive behavior that paralyzes your success. And you know that I'm a big, big teacher and sharing information about what I think that you can use to help move you forward into your life and create the life that you so desire. So, Suzanne, can you just share with us some of the negative addictive behavior that you find paralyzes people in their success and how they can move beyond that?
Well, certainly, Alicia, there's many of them, actually. Maybe some of your audience members might be able to see themselves in some of these behaviors. But maybe they haven't really thought about it in this way. But some people do this thing called people-pleasing. People-pleasing is all about doing what you think the other person wants you to do. And this is really true a lot of times when you're in a primary relationship with somebody and you want them to love you. So what you do is instead of being who you are and getting love for who you are with all your idiosyncrasies, because we all have them, you know, you do everything you think that other person wants from you. And you put on this facade. And what happens is you lose yourself to this people-pleasing mentality. But what happens even worse than that is that resentment builds, because maybe the thing that you thought was what that person wanted wasn't what they want. And I'll give you an example of this, actually, in a relationship of my own, and this was not with a primary relationship, but with a very good friend of mine, actually. So years and years and years ago, I had problems making income. I was underemployed. It was before hypnosis came into my life, and it was just really, really hard, and he used to buy groceries for me, like, all the time, and that was fine, but there came a time when I got into my craft, I found my profession, and I didn't need this anymore. But he felt when I'd go visit his house, and understand he's not able to make his bills as is, even with a job and a half. He's going through all his cupboards, taking out all the extra food he has, so-called extra food because it's duplicates, and he gives it to me. And I'm like, you know, I don't need this from you. I don't want this from you. I don't know why you feel the need to do this all the time. This isn't 20 years ago when we just graduated college, you know? This is now. And he said to me, just let me do this. This is the way I am. Well, that wasn't what I needed or wanted. Now, I want to contrast that with somebody who did give me something that I needed and wanted badly, okay? And this is the gentleman who sent me to Israel. And he told me the reason he sent me there was because I needed a change because of the diagnosis of a brain tumor. And that came on the heels of a divorce after a 20-plus year marriage. So this was like two times I was kicked in my face, basically, figuratively speaking. And he knew that I just needed to get away from being responsible for taking care of other people. Not that I couldn't do it, but I needed time to heal me. So he gave me this beautiful, awesome trip to Israel for 2.5 months, all expense paid, so I could get away from all the problems and daily life and everything and just center myself. And that is what I needed, okay? See the difference between those two things? And he didn't do it for his own self-esteem or to feel good like the other one did. He did it because that's what I needed, being the teacher that he is. He was a teacher for 30 or 40 years, okay?
Right.
It was a teachable moment, as he explained it to me. That's the difference. So that's one. Another one is this constantly apologizing. I have a really good friend of mine who has no self-esteem whatsoever, and she's always apologizing. And I don't know why she's apologizing, because there's nothing to apologize for. Oh, I'm sorry that I did whatever. Like, what did you do wrong? I don't understand. There's, you know, there's just nothing there. And I've explained to her on many occasions, you know, when you do that, you take away your power and your intelligence. You make yourself out to be a little child who's looking for someone to give you some kind of sense of self or some indicator that you're okay. But it's not appropriate. You're 50 years old. You know, you need to just be able to say, I'm sorry, when it's merited, when you do something that's overrunning someone's boundaries, which is making someone feel uncomfortable in some ways. And you need to be able to do it in such a way as to do something that is meaningful to them so they can earn you can forgive them. You know, they can earn they can forgive you for whatever you did. So these are things that people do that make them feel really small and don't work very well. Another thing that people do that's really addictive, and this comes from being put down a lot, and this is bullies. And bullying happens online with LinkedIn. I can't tell you all the bullying I see on the psychotherapy thread. It's, like, amazing. It's, like, scary, actually. Or the bullying that happens in school, or the bullies in the workplace. You know, you have you have coworkers or worse, employers who are bullying you, telling you that you need to do it this way, and if you don't do it this way, you're going to lose your job. This is bullying behavior. And this is because they feel threatened. So if you're a person who's taking out your anger, and if you feel like you have the right to put someone into that kind of double bind, or if you're in a situation where you are being attacked in that way, take a look at it and ask yourself, seriously, is this something you want to be engaged in? I would suggest you need to extricate yourself from these situations that bring this part of you out on either side of the equation, because these are not helpful to one. The other thing is taking things personally. Have you ever been around somebody and you had a conversation with them, and all of a sudden, you're talking about something totally different, and all of a sudden, they're like, what do you mean? I never did that. And you're like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about this other situation here. And they're always bringing it back to themselves. All right, so if you're around people who take things personally all the time, they're probably people you don't want to be hanging around, right? They take a lot of energy, and everything centers around them. They probably have a psychological or psychiatric issue, which makes them totally focused on themselves. So that's a pretty good indicator there. And if you're one of those people, get yourself some competent help so you stop doing it, because there's an underlying reason why you have to do this. So those are some of the addictive behaviors and thoughts that people have.
Wow.
There's a billion more, but that gives you kind of a basis from both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, thanks. That is, and there's some things that people do unconsciously. They don't realize it until you actually put it out there, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm really like a people pleaser, or, you know, I'm going through bullying at work, and I've seen bullying a lot at work. How can people handle that, bullying at work?
The first thing that you need to do with bullying at work, if you were the one being bullied, you need to have a one-on-one conversation with the person who's doing the bullying. And the way that it goes is something like this. You grab them and do it off the work site if at all possible. Invite them out for breaks outside or get a coffee or something like that. And what you want to do is you want to say to them that that you need to have a conversation with them about something that's really important to the work dynamic. So it's not anything that's going to be offensive. And then in the conversation, you just tell them that you don't think that they know that they're doing this behavior. You know, you just sort of give them the benefit of the doubt. But that it's something that is not just harmful to the relationship they have with you as a coworker or as an employee, but as well maybe other people who feel the same way with that kind of behavior. And then you explain what they are doing specifically. So, for example, I'll use an example from a job that I had just a little while ago in this big place. So I had a boss who was really very helpful in the beginning, a lot of positive reinforcement. It was a telemarketing job. And that was really, really good, putting out all the good things. But 2 weeks into it, she started getting on my case about not getting shows. We had to have people come see the properties, you know, for these shows, for these vacation places. And the bottom line was that she was very angry and hostile as she was talking to me, just telling me about everything I was doing wrong. And she did it in such a fashion as to be demeaning, hostile, okay? And this was not okay with me. So what I did was I told her, oh, and she wanted, her goal was for us to be happy and smiling on the phone. So I took her aside and I said to her, you know, if you want me to be happy and smiling on the phone, you best figure out a way to communicate with me in such a way that I feel like I'm happy and I want to smile on the phone. I'll do a lot better that way. And then I told her, the reason that I don't feel happy and I'm not smiling on the phone is because when you're telling me these things, and you may not realize this, it's done in a very angry, hostile manner, and it's done in a very derogatory manner. So with that kind of input, how am I supposed to be happy and smiling on the phone? Now, she denied that that's the way she's coming across, and I said, look, I'm not asking you your opinion. I'm telling you the way that is coming to me and the feelings I have as a result of what you are doing. And it is not working for you because I'm not able to do what you need me to do for you to earn your commission, which is to make shows. So this is what I'm telling you needs to happen so that we can work together. Then she said, well, why don't you work at night? You get along with them better. And I said, no, I have a business, as you well know, and I have other commitments. So I can't work nights all the time. I can work nights some of the time. And besides, these are just things that you need to be aware of anyway for anyone you're going to be working with. So
right.
She said, okay, let me take a look at that. And she did. And the next day I went in, it was a Saturday, and she actually was really quite calm and nice and totally changed her entire demeanor toward me. And I got 3 shows, whereas I wasn't getting any shows or 1 show for the whole previous week, okay? So that's how it can change. And then I told her at the end that I had all these great opportunities coming along and I didn't need the job anymore and I was leaving. And she wished me well, and that was the end of that. But it just goes to show you, it doesn't have to take a lot to do this. But you need to let them know, because they are not aware of the way they come across. Many people will not take responsibility for the way that they treat other people. They think it's all in your head. But you have to remind them that everyone's entitled to their feelings. They want to have their feelings, and they want people to respond and respect their feelings. So if they want that in their life, then they need to do that for the other people that they're interacting with and whatever the venue is that they're interacting with them with. Otherwise, don't expect people to care about how you feel. It's not going to work.
Right. I understand it can be scary having that kind of conversation with a supervisor or a manager. However, that's where that positive anchoring demo that you did in last week's episode can come in and help you to release that anxiety and that fear when you are dealing with a bullying situation or a perceived bullying situation.
Exactly. Even with the future pacing, at the very end of that segment with our demo subject, I future paced him and I had him just use the anchor on something that was coming up that was a little bit nerve-wracking for him. And he realized that he could do it and it was easy and he didn't have any anxiety. So you can use it before and do the whole thing and you'll find that when you go to do it, it's so much easier. Exactly.
Definitely. And once again, you can find that demo by visiting ilivetoinspire.com/Suzanne. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. And you'll see the very first episode where she did that demo with one of my awesome listeners, Gurpal. Now, talking about demos, she's going to do another quick demo with me about letting go of limiting beliefs. And I've been on this journey of personal development for a long time, and a lot of it has been around letting go of limiting beliefs. So I had to struggle to come up with one that Suzanne could chew on with me today. But I did it, and I'm ready to go.
Fantastic. The first thing that I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead, and I'd like you to go back in time to a time when you had a limiting belief, a belief that stopped you from doing something that you wanted to do, but for whatever reason, you couldn't make yourself do it because there was something there that was stopping you. When you have that belief, just let me know, and let me know that you're there back in time when this thing happened.
I'm there.
Okay, good. So the first thing that I'd like you to understand or to get in touch with is I'd like you to notice a decision that you created there, because you made a decision there. So could you get that decision and tell me what that decision was that you made there?
I'll get to it later.
Okay. And the emotion, can you tell me what kind of emotion is there too? Because there's an emotion there as well.
I think there is a certain amount of anxiety, and also there's a fear of criticism because it was a special project that I was doing, and every week I had my coach looking at this project and pretty much ripping it to shreds with their insights and what I should do differently. So I guess putting off the corrections until later, before I had to show that what I had in terms of my project going on. So I'd say some anxiety, some amount of fear, and afraid of what my coach will say about my work, even though
okay,
I
great.
Felt that at the time I put so much into it to get it to where it was.
That's good. Now, this is a good example. Now, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Another deep breath in. Exhale and close your eyes. Now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to float above what we call your timeline. This is how you kind of arrange your timeline. I just want you to go back into time to before that event, the event your unconscious mind pulled up from that limiting belief that you just talked about. Right? Go before then. And I'd like you to tell me if any of those emotions are there before that event.
No, there wasn't any of that emotion there. I was just so excited to get this project going, and I love learning, so I was studying everything. And I'm the type of person who is into getting things perfect. So I was really into getting as much information as possible and duplicating that information in my project.
Okay, cool. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go into the event looking through your own eyes. So it's like you're the same age and time, looking through your own eyes. You're associated into the event. And I want you to notice what are the emotions and the feelings that you have when you're associating into that event.
Well, I noticed that the level of enthusiasm declined and frustration increased.
Okay, so that's all you need to know, okay? So now this is what I want you to do. I want you to go back before that. I want you to go back into that event, and I want you to actually get a positive learning on that event. A positive learning is a learning that is positively stated that you can get something positive from, a reframe, okay? And you're going to tell me what that positive learning is once you have it. So tell me what it is once you got it. And you might get more than one. You might get a couple.
Well, the first one that jumped to mind is if I'm not able to get it, instead of beating my head against the wall so long in frustration, that I could have gotten outside help to help me put it together, more involved outside help, which is eventually what I did.
Was there anything else positive learning wise?
I can't think of anything else.
That's okay. Now, what I'd like you to do is I go before that event and anything that led up to that event, and I want you to come back up to now, taking your new learnings, and notice the changes that occur coming back through now with these new decisions that you've made, okay, based on this learning you just got. So go back to before now and before that event, anything that led up to it,
okay.
And just go get your new learnings all the way back to now, and notice the changes and how you handle each of these things coming back to now. And when you're done doing that, just let me know that you're done.
I'm done.
Great. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go back to the event, and I want you to tell me where that decision went that you had before. Because it went someplace, but where did it go?
It's not really there anymore.
Imagine that. It's not there anymore. And what happened to the emotions that you had before? Where did they go?
they're not there either. I feel like I should be looking for something.
I want you to go into the future when you have another project similar to this one. And I want you to notice that there's new decisions and feelings attached to it going into the future. And tell me what those are as they come up to you.
It doesn't have to be as complicated as I was making it out to be. It doesn't have to be as stressful as it was before. And I can easily identify places and spaces where I can get help if I need it at that point.
And what happens to your feelings about doing this kind of project in the future?
I feel very calm and focused.
Feels a hell of a lot better, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does.
There you go. You just got rid of a limiting belief, and going forward, you'll have a much easier time doing that sort of project. Going forward.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so anyone that's listening to this can actually come back to this demo and just plug in their own limiting belief and just work through it, whatever they find cropping up down the road, they can just come back to this demo and just follow the same steps?
Absolutely. Work for you, so it can certainly work for them. The whole
awesome.
Thing is that you just let it happen. You don't, you know, when you're doing hypnotic technique, it's just a matter of just allowing the things to pop into your head. It's your unconscious mind, so no thinking involved. Let it just come up,
right.
And it will come up. Because once you start thinking, you're conscious, and your conscious is the thing that's making you crazy. So you want to get that out of the way.
Right. Wow. Thank you very much for that demo. And my friends, once again, Susan has this amazing special offer that she has put together. She's giving you her book, Learnings from My Journeys, which is a $27 value. She's also giving a 15-minute free consult, which is a $197 value. She's given access to her Keys to Happiness report, which is a $47 value. Her Improved Self-Esteem, Increased Motivation audio, which is a $47 value, and her Quit Anger Quickly, which is a $47 value. So all in all, that's $367 worth of amazing information and audios to help you move your life forward that she is giving to you for free just for listening to today's show. Normally, you'd have to pay Susan about $197 to get access to all of this. However, she's given it away for $0, and I just think that she lost it when she told me, or I had to ask her again, are you sure? And she told me yes, because she just really wants to help people to live the best life possible. Now, one of the gifts that Susan is giving away, the improved self-esteem and motivation, will really help to move you along in terms of breaking negative patterns and to have that image of yourself that you'll be able to push through any paralysis you might face towards your success. Susan, can you talk a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, it's an amazing audio, actually, because it really does two things. You know, a lot of times people don't do things because, as you were saying, you know, you felt like it had to be perfect. First of all, good enough is good enough.
Right.
It doesn't need to be perfect, or perfectly imperfect is good enough. But the other thing, too, is to feel good about yourself. You know, when you feel good about yourself, it's easier to do anything, pretty much, and figure out how to do it. So that's the first step.
Right.
And then to get rid of the procrastination, it is all about getting those things out of your way and having an easy way for you to see yourself doing it successfully. So basically, it's about 25, 30-minute long audio that brings you through all these different processes that you can listen to this thing over and over and over again based on what's ever going on in your life that you need to. If you're not feeling good
right.
about yourself, you can increase your self-esteem. If you have something that you're procrastinating on, you can go work on that particular thing. So you can listen to it many, many, many times because you're going to be processing different things every time you listen to it.
Right. And that's such an awesome gift that you're giving everyone, Susan. And And I really, really do appreciate that. And guys, to access that gift, just go to iliftinspire.com/Suzanne. That's S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. And you will see a link to grab those free gifts. But before we wrap up, because I have to let Suzanne go, I just want to have Suzanne give us a quick homework exercise that you guys can use to see some improvement and change in your life within the next 24 hours. What can you give them, Suzanne?
Well, I think we were talking earlier about these behaviors that demean us or make us aggressive instead of assertive before. And I think a really good thing for people to do is to really listen to what they're saying when they're interacting with people in terms of, am I apologizing too much? Am I trying to be someone I'm not just so someone will like me? Am I being angry and I don't really mean to be? Or am I being bossy and I don't really have a right to be? And then what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to write these things down as they sort of occur over the period of a couple of days. You don't need to do this for long because they are habituated if they're there. And take a look at why it is you think you're doing those things. And furthermore, if you have this feeling that you believe, I had a client tell me the other day that she believed that she could never be able to understand another person's feelings, which is really, really sad. So what I want you to do is I want you to listen to this audio talking about the one that we just recorded with Alicia, with the limiting belief, and I'd like you to run that for yourself so you can let go of the belief that you have to be that way, because it's a choice to be that way. It is a choice to say that I'm going to get effect and I'm not going to do what I need to do to be responsible in my life and expect everybody to do what I want them to do and then be pissed off when they don't do it or they get angry. You see, that's being at cause. Being at effect. Being at cause means I realize I'm doing these things. They're not helping my relationships. They don't help me feel better about me because I don't like the feedback I'm getting from the people I'm in relationship with. So I'm going to take it upon myself to make some changes in the way that I behave so I can feel better about myself and have much better, deeper, more meaningful relationships. Right. And if you put those two things together, you will find yourself in a much better place and space in your life, and things will feel so much better, and you'll actually have friendships that matter. Because you see, when we do things that piss people off, or if we people please, these people don't know who we are. This is not us being our pure essence. This is us just being an asshole. So if you don't want to be an asshole anymore, be true to who you are. And if you don't like who you are, make a decision to be a cause and change it. We all can. I mean, I've had many things in my life I needed to change, and I'm sure Alicia can say the same thing about herself, you know? This is called growth and development, and that's what this is all about, self-development, right? So go to it and have a great time and get lighter and brighter.
And that's an awesome message about being at cause or effect. You're either the cause or you're the effect whenever anything happens, whatever results you see in your life.
Exactly. You can blame anybody for anything, but you bring this stuff into your life for a reason. So if you don't like it, get rid of it.
Exactly. Well, thanks very much for that homework, Suzanne. And thank you again for being a guest on the show and sharing your awesome information, knowledge, and teaching us some amazing techniques that we can use on ourselves.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure.
Awesome. And guys, just to quickly wrap up, we have one more episode with Suzanne, and this leads me to a couple more questions, like, have you ever had one of those really, really crappy days, like everything sucks and nothing seems to be going right? Well, next week, Suzanne is going to teach us a quick and easy technique that we can use that will instantly make you feel good, no matter, and I mean no matter how crappy, bad, or whatever your day is. I guess you can even use it if you're facing a hurricane, right, Suzanne?
Yeah, I guess you could.
Awesome.
You'll need it then, more than any time, right?
Exactly. Well, my friends, thank you again for joining me for another episode of the Alicia Lawrence Show. And as usual, I love ending the show on a funny note. But before we go there, you can connect with me on Twitter at Alicia Lawrence. And you can also find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AliciaLawrenceLive. That's Alicia Lawrence, L-I-V-E. Here's your funny one-liner giggle for the day. If flying is so safe, why do they call the airport the terminal?
That's really good.
Something to think about, my friends. Well, remember that you are awesome, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you are a lovely person. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Have a wonderfully fabulous day.